Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, Indianola Mayor Pam Pepper, and Missouri Valley Line Executive Director Robbie Foxen during their tour of the Missouri Valley Line facility with Senator Grassley earlier this week.
I suppose it's mostly my own education of how the electrical unions working with the utilities are so prone to safety. And the fact that facilities like this, training people to make them safe as they work on our electricity lines, are very, very important. And it tells me that the efforts of the federal government to through OSHA to make sure that we have safe practices, this is something that and the cooperation between the utilities and the unions aren't going to in any way undercut the goals of OSHA. In fact, I think I can even be more strong than that. They're going to go way above and beyond what OSHA requires. I can only give you ad hoc answers to your question, but we were touring a factory in western Iowa, maybe within the last month, and a person that operates that factory said, I didn't think when Governor Reynolds took this off it would do much good. He says, I've been trying to hire people for months, and within a week I was able to hire 10 people, see, as an example. If you want a national figure, I can't give you, because I think we're going to have to wait until September 6th and see the impact of the national policy going off.
We always appreciate the opportunity to show up our community, and with the addition of the Missouri Valley Training Center as part of the expansion of the industrial park. It's been a great addition. I'm so glad you're expanded here. Today's topic, as Jay mentioned, is infrastructure. And being at this facility reminds us about the importance of infrastructure. The road out in front of this building was funded 50% by the U.S. Department of Commerce, Public Works, and Economic Adjustment Assistance Grant. Many of the people in this room worked together to support this project, including the City of Indianola, the Indianola Chamber, and the Partnership. This project is an example of the ability to work across the public and private sectors to complete important projects that help our city and the entire region grow. Senator Grassley, we appreciate all that you do to continue to advocate for our region. Next, I'll turn it over to Robbie Foxen, who is our Foxen, who is...
Well, yeah, thank you guys all for coming, first of all. Kind of a brief overview of how we ended up in Indianola. IBW NECA developed Missouri Valley JTC back in the late 50s, and they started training apprentice power linemen in the early 60s. And we cover a 7-state area in the Midwest. So we cover Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Missouri, South and North Dakota, and Minnesota. That said, we had classrooms built all over those 7 states, and apprentices would go to their closest classroom for training in the electrical industry, infrastructural upgrades, and learn electrical theory and how to build power lines and all that stuff in the field. That said, as we went on throughout history, we decided to build a state-of-the-art training center right here in Indianola, to bring our students from the 7-state area to one location, because we can build a state-of-the-art facility in one location versus spreading our training dollars out throughout that 7-state area. Our headquarters has been in Indianola since the 60s, and we decided to stay in Indianola. So we were able to work with the City of Indianola on a great economic package to pave that road out front and to keep us in Indianola for our future training. So IBW NECA, throughout the years, I've been looking at the amount of power linemen and the amount of work that we're going to have coming in the next 10 to 30 years. So they made a big investment. They made about a $15 million investment in this facility in Indianola, which is what we're going to see here today moving forward.
Once again, that was comments from Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, Indianola Mayor Pam Pepper, and Missouri Valley Executive Director Robbie Foxen after the visit and tour with Senator Grassley earlier this week. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.